This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, good to have everybody with us. We want to hit the ground running here. This will not be some granular breakdown of a baseball game on May 28th. The Tigers win. It's what they do. They just keep winning. We will also not be doing Paul Skeens fantasy baseball trades. Sorry, not sorry. We have some things we want to discuss, though. One of which involves Rico's ego. So this is going to be really dangerous. But last night, I was watching sports, and more specifically, the sport of basketball.
Okay.
And
it's like, this is David's who said it.
Sports. No. But I wanted to bring something up because I think we have lulled ourselves into a false sense of security about something. And I'm not sure that we're right. And I want to revisit this conversation with a fan base in this town. So I was watching Knicks and Pacers last night. And Tyrese Halliburton had a 32-point, 12-rebound, 15-assist game with no turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the list of players that have done that in a playoff game?
No.
It's Tyrese Halliburton. And that's the list.
Oh, okay. I thought you were about to say, and Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant.
Only three players in history have done a 30-10-15 game. Nikola Jokic, Oscar Robertson would be the other two.
Wow.
But they turned the ball over. It's something we discussed the other day. And it's this idea that we have convinced ourselves in this town, well, Cade Cunningham's superstar. Cade Cunningham's better than, you know, Tyrese Halliburton. Like, Tyrese Halliburton's a goofball. Tyrese Halliburton's in the conference finals for a second straight year. And last night, he put the Pacers on his back.
He did.
And he played arguably one of the great, I don't want to say, like, I'm sure in a first-round game somebody's dropped 50, but work with me. Like, a meaningful playoff game deep into the playoffs, that's one of the best performances I've seen in 5-10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And
you put a bullet in the Knicks.
Yeah, and you hate to see it. Bing bong. But here's my question. Are we sure Cade is even at Halliburton's level? But moreover, the conversation this summer, we're hurtling towards this, of what should the Pistons do? Sham Charania had a comment that I thought was interesting, and he says he thinks this is going to be one of the wildest off seasons in NBA history. Now, when you factor in that the free agent market is duty, the free agent market is ass, guys. Don't even bring it up. When you weed through the players who all have player options and they're all keeping them, and the best free agent on the market is Kenny Cott, it's going to be trades. Mm-hmm. But here was my question, Rico. Are we sure Cade is as good or better than Halliburton? But moreover, if I'm asking the question, isn't that even more motivation? The Pistons have to be aggressive this offseason. Because here's what fans have lulled themselves into. All of these fake, you know, guys who don't know basketball, who act like they do. Oh, the Pistons just need to be patient. Just let it simmer. We're in a great position. F you. Honestly, the East is wide open. This idea that Cade's a top five player in the league, top 10, he's not. He's very, very good. And he might be a superstar. But man, last night I saw Halliburton do something that I don't think Cade could ever do. Cade averages 5 turnovers a game. Mm-hmm. You know how many games he played this season with no turnovers? 1.
Yeah.
And sure as hell didn't come in the playoffs.
Oh, no. In the playoffs, he was a turnover machine. Like, I think in the elimination game, he had 7. So it's major. I mean,
and this is your guy, so I know this is like a real warm and fuzzy feeling for you.
No, it's actually something that you said, Mike. I'm going to give you your ego and stroke your ego.
Oh, thank you.
It's the reason why. And I know what you're going to say. You can't win with male pattern baldness. But, but we knew who Trae Young was because on the Bright Lights big stage in New York, Madison Square Garden, he went out there. He took the Knicks out. And the Atlanta team, the Hawks went out and, you know, they tried to build around him, but it failed. Cade had that opportunity, and every time he had the chance to put the Knicks away, he didn't. Whether it was a missed shot, whether it was dribbling the ball off his foot, throwing it out of bounds, like turning the ball over. But you're watching Halliburton, bright lights, and he is giving the Knicks all they can handle and then some. To me, big stage, that's what superstars do on the big stage, is they rise up and they become that guy.
And Cade could get there. Let's be clear.
Yes.
I think it's the idea of with the summer bearing down on us, how can you hold the opinion the Pistons shouldn't do anything? I can't figure that part out because Kenny said something in the pre-show. Kenny decided to come to work today, which is a real blessing. So it's, listen, you watch the playoffs and you realize how far away you are.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny's having that with the Wings and you're watching the Floridas and the Edmontons and the Dallases. And a lot of that is, we seduced ourselves into, well, the Pistons almost beat the Knicks, ergo they would have beaten the Celtics or would have beaten the Pacers. The reality is you're probably not close.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the idea of, don't we all have to come together and go, look, it's not going to be good enough to just bring Malik Beasley back. Like, you've got to do something because the East is, you look, there's going to be a new champ this year, mm-hmm. right? And that'll be 7 in 7 years, which means next year, going to be another new champion. Yeah. I don't think you're going to see a back-to-back. Now, maybe OKC's got that ability. I mean, again, Rico, they got a million first-round picks. They have Nikola Topic, who hasn't even played in the NBA yet. Right. They've kept him on ice.
The way the Spurs used to do things.
Yeah, maybe OKC is that outlier. But here's the reality. They don't play in the East.
Right.
I wanted to ask the people, as we kind of start the show, an abbreviated show on a Wednesday, Are we sure that we are so comfortable with Cade's status that we don't want to make a move here? Because it's weird to hear people knock Halliburton. Like, ESPN has got this derangement syndrome with Halliburton. Do you see Stephen A?
Yeah, I was about to say, it's not ESPN, it's Stephen A. It's just, and I think it's because he's going up against his Knicks, and he can't swallow his pride and say he's better than Jalen Brunson. He's out there performing each night.
And want to swallow your pride and shave your head while you're at it. His hairline starts at the back of his ears.
Take Thibodeau with you.
Well, I'm just saying, it looks like Jerry Rice the late years. Jerry Rice on the Seahawks.
Yes.
The cornrows started in the back of his earlobes.
You ever see the side profile of him?
You just got to let it go.
You know what? So long as he stands next to Thibodeau, he's okay.
Truth. Tom Thibodeau, no pride.
Because they showed the back of his head, and I'm like, Tom.
There was an angle last night where the Piggly Wiggly, the pigtail on the top of his head, it was like spatially off of his skull, and you're like, it looked like a tilt-a-whirl.
Oh, no. It was the angle. It was for him from behind, and I was God. Wow.
Like Tibbs. Wow. Come on, man. Tibbs, just let it go, man. Mama's calling. Right. Bald is beautiful. Even it's okay.
Even Gene Katie's like, you got to let this go.
Even he thought it was something. Right. Denny Crum on line four. Right. It was tough.
But now, when I look at this Pistons team, they have to do something because Cade, I think, is ready to make that next step. But then you look at the Pacers team and you're
who's your Pascal Siakam? Who's your Miles Turner?
I was about to say, who's your Nesmith?
Yeah. Oh, failed Celtic, Aaron Nesmith.
But he found his niche there.
I know, but why couldn't he find it with us? He's terrible. But that was my question. Yeah. And I know it's complicated. And I know it's, look, I'm sorry that we're not just going to come on the air and, Tigers win again. Yes, they did. This is what they do.
Where do you get that from?
It's like fake broadcaster voice, and I just hear a lot of it. Like, just talk. You talk for a living. You don't need to push your voice. Let's take me out of town scoreboard. All right, take it easy.
All right, take me back.
248. Yeah, circle back to it. 248-539-9797. Halliburton has been eye-opening, and it's the direct comp to Cade. Guys that, yes, you could have taken Halliburton.
I'm letting that go.
But no one's mad we have Cade.
No.
But for a time, it felt like everyone, myself included, guilty. Oh, well, Cade's better than Halliburton. The reality is, he might not be. And it leads to the second question of, where do you stand with the Pistons offseason? Because if I have another person tell me, no, we just need to be patient, and Asor's going to have an offseason with no blood clots, as if he's going to blossom into Scottie Pippen. Like, it's just...
Because my thing is, who's your second and third scorers consistently?
I don't know.
I know what I'm going to get with Siakam.
I don't
know. What are you getting me? Asor's not.
I just thought what Halliburton did last night was beyond eye-opening. What he's done in the playoffs, what he's done since January 1... And it's the idea of, okay, look, if you don't have the best point guard in your division, then why are we acting like we're on the mountaintop and we don't need to do anything? No, how about maybe Cade needs help and that'll help him get to the next level? But I wanted to ask, yes, Kenny, you were going to speak on basketball. This is exciting.
No, I wasn't going to speak on basketball. All I was going to say
I almost fainted. No. My God, Kenny has NBA takes?
It's just frustrating because I'm going through the same thing with the Red Wings, and they didn't make the playoffs. And I said, and like you said, I said it to you pre-show where it's like, I'm watching, you watch Florida tonight. It's not close.
No, it's night and day.
It's night and day, and you watch these playoff series, and you're like, man.
By the way, shout out NHL. Ratings down 25%. I saw that. It's a nice league.
But you know what, Kenny? It was all, for years, it was like following the Lions, where the Super Bowl was not the same sport that the Lions play.
Speaking of Lions, I do have something for Lions fans at 5 o'clock.
Oh.
And I made sure, people, this is real. Evan had asked me, I'd said, hey, I've got some interesting numbers from ESPN about the Lions. And he goes, well, tell me this particular number. And I said, I can't because Rico is sitting here and I want organic response. Rico goes, I can leave. And Rico took a walk around the building.
I went out and hung out with Tony Ortiz.
Oi, sports station. All right. So I just saw Tony too. 248-539-9797. I want to get some of the phone calls, get the ticket text coming in. Couple of notes off of a wild NBA playoff game last night, but it has me more emboldened to want to make a move to get Cade more help because Halliburton's better. And that's okay. They're both great.
Right.
But I want to talk about it. We'll get to a football today, and I do have some Lions stuff for you. Has ESPN thrown some shade at the Lions? We're going to talk about it. Tigers!
Let's hearken back.
Yeah, hearken.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Jeremy Otto's a gentleman. Because that's literally what I'm doing at 5 o'clock. Don't you dare. Don't you dare give those numbers away. Kenny, some ticket text. We are asking the question coming out of the playoff game last night. Halliburton with a historical game. The idea of, did we get too comfortable thinking Cade's better than Halliburton? But two, as you've watched the playoffs, have you had a Kenny Cott epiphany? The Pistons are nowhere close to this. And therefore, the idea of doing nothing this offseason should not be acceptable. Because Piston fans, all seven of them, are getting awfully chesty. No, we're good. We've got our dogs. Woof, woof, woof. Okay, then. Kenny, what do you have to say?
I would take Halliburton over Cade in a heartbeat. I was dreaming of him in a Pistons jersey last night.
Yeah, the turnover thing is a thing. When one guy's averaging, I think, 4.7 a night, the other guy is out here, never turns it over, including last night. No turnovers. You score 32 points. Well, okay, ball-dominant guard. You score 32. You dish it out 15 times. Right. You're responsible for 60-some-odd points, no turnovers. That's remarkable.
It is. And I also like the fact he's doing it. Big state. I mean, I'm going to take you back, Mike, when he hit the, looked like the game winning three, but he was actually a two-pointer and needed the whole choke thing.
Yep.
That's how you step up, man. That's what I wanted to see twice when Cade had the ball.
He can get there. But my point is, I'm not going to wait years to add. Like, I need to add his Pascal Siakam. I need to add those players.
Yes.
Now, why is there this idea of we can't do anything this year? I don't quite get this. Well, we've got our dogs.
No, you know why. And I hate to say this, but it's a lot of the fans have fallen in love with the role players. We give our role players nicknames throughout history.
Are we role player city?
We are role player
why
city.
Why is that, though?
Because we're gritty and we believe in the little guy and it's the small market thinking mentality that this city has, and they don't realize you're not a small market.
No.
But they think they're a small market, so you got to be, it's got to be a homegrown guy that you could say, I saw this guy playing in A-ball, or I saw this guy playing here, and I saw the. You don't.
We deified Donnie Kelly, all right? So put that into perspective. Kenny, that's what this city does.
Kenny, I like to call it the Brandon Inge, where, he's an all-star. He's not an all-star, okay? He's not.
You know how many Abdelkader and Helm jerseys I see walking around LCA still? Role player guys.
You're not serious.
I'm not joking.
We do.
Come on.
This is role player city. We fall in love, and the Pistons are filled with role players, hence beef stew. I mean, when they come out with the thing, the Pistons, their social media was a whole 2 minutes of beef stew highlights.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I can't take anymore. All right, let's get to the people. But I've asked the question. I do think the Wings apply. You know, Kenny watching his cute little playoffs last night, the rest of the world watching the NBA. It's the idea of Pistons and Wings. How can anyone not demand a bold offseason? And it was also just, is it okay to have a reality check moment where it's like, all right, we went a little too far with Cade, got to step back, Halliburton's better. And that's not a crime.
No, it's not. It's not saying Cade's a dog.
That's like saying Jordan was better than Larry Bird. You know what? Not a crime. Yeah. Both really good.
Yeah.
Let's go to the people. Go to Chris, 97.1. Chris, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I completely agree. We need to bring in help. I know we didn't see much of Ivy this year. I mean, maybe he's a little bit of help to the team when he comes back. But I think even with that, we still need to bring somebody in. After watching the games this season in the playoffs, I think it's really clear that Cade's not on the level of a lot of these guys. I mean, he's a great player. Don't get me wrong. But I think we have some like beer goggles on of wanting mm-hmm. him to be our star. But he absolutely lacks that dog mentality that guys like Brunson, Halliburton, he lacks it. Those guys, they get it done. When I want to win a ball game, am I going to put it in Cade's hands? I don't think he proved, and I know a lot of people, what irritates me is they'll say, oh, he's young, he still has time to learn. And I disagree. He's getting paid like an all-star. He needs to perform like an all-star. Look at what Halliburton's doing, same situation. So that's my take on it. I think we do need to bring something in. I think we need to bring in someone with that dog mentality.
Why are fans so comfortable not? Because the prevailing, and look, Chris, I'm not acting like we have all the answers, but whether it's the sure. amount of phone calls we take or the thousands of ticket texts, that's before Evan will clue us in on kind of the Q rating on social for, engagements. Chris, the amount of Piston fans who are like, no, we have our people. We're going to ride with our dogs. Well, and I'm like, what does that even mean?
Yeah, I think the want of a good team is blinding a lot of fans. I mean, yeah. It's just I think his playoff performance. I mean, you go down, he passes if he's not driving the basket, he passes the ball off, steps to the side, and stands there with his arm out, like, hey, pass it to me. I know you won't, but here I'm right here. He doesn't get involved. He almost plays like rec YMCA ball when he's out there. There's no no facial expression, no excitement, whatever, it's fine.
I'm not going to knock him for that.
I like to see that grit. I like to see the passion. And not saying he doesn't, but it's obvious when these other guys have this passion, when they have this drive, they show it.
Sometimes, but let me be fair about this too. I mean, Chris, look at the team I root for. I mean, I can't get Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum to open their eyes. I mean, those two play like they're on Quaaludes. They're two of the better players in basketball. You know, Jalen Brunson is not the most excitable human being in the world. I'm not going to kill Cade on a personality basis at all. I'm just saying if you make the right move, it could be you in the conference finals next year. It could be you where Halliburton is, where Brunson is. And yet the fan base wants to fight me. Now, Wings fans don't. I think it's the inverse. I think 25% of Piston fans are watching what's going on and going, okay, the boner has subsided. The blood has returned to their legs. We need to make a move. We need work. 75% are doing some form of, you know, 8 mile routine of, you know, mom's spaghetti. Wings fans, it's 75%. We need to make a move. I'm tired of this bleep.
Yeah.
25% are, well, Steve knows best.
I think it's because Wings fans have seen this year after year of coming up short. Whereas Pistons, we were just at the record low of wins.
Pistons made progress. The Wings haven't made progress.
What are you talking about, you ungrateful bastard?
You're right. Steve knows best. That's my bet.
So, yeah, they saw the Pistons go from 14 wins to, you know, you almost won the first round against the Knicks and they only won because they were taking unethical shots.
Here's what I compare it to. And this is not what you think it is, so don't do this, oh, there he goes again routine. But it's a lot like, hold it, broadcast your voice. So, look, it's a lot like on a Saturday and you watch Big Ten football. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking even like Penn State, Ohio State doesn't do it for me. Forget about Michigan State, whatever. But then it's Saturday night, Death Valley, Georgia, LSU. It is not the same sport. So the whole point is only through watching others do you start to get a true appraisal of your team. So whether it's the NHL playoffs or the NBA playoffs, how fan bases cannot demand action.
Oh, no.
That's what I don't get.
Mike, I get what you did not do. No, when you watch a lot of sports, if you really want to break it down, it's JV and varsity.
Yes.
And sometimes you're on the JV.
I think the Pistons can absolutely make the conference finals next year with a tactical, calculated swing.
Yeah, because if you get that guy that when K just has a mere 15-point game, this guy picked him up and scored 30 and carried the team.
Kenny, I want you to just think, and I'm not demanding some big answer, but like the pathway for the Pistons is simple to me because the trade market. Trades, it's all about a handgun and a threatening phone message. It's Liam Neeson. It's taken.
Take these draft picks. Give us this guy.
Right. I thought we were getting Liam Neeson running the Wings. Instead,
you got Leslie Nielsen.
Right. Naked Gun 33 and a third. We got Nordberg in the wheelchair crashing down the steps at Angel Stadium. 248-539-9797.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
All right, we'll get to the people here in a second. We've got a good conversation going, and it's Kenny.
You
watch
do it in the voice if you're going to.
Oh, we're doing the yeah. announcer voice. Yeah. Ah, amazing conversations. So look,
it's beautiful, man.
Good Lord,
I was talking to K. Cod over there.
Okay, let's. Oh my God,
what's going on, Rico? Kenny, welcome back.
It's like, where do they find these people? They're everywhere in sports now. It's like Anchorman gone wrong. But Kenny, watching the NHL playoffs, and obviously the seismic difference between those teams and your Red Wings, yet some in the fan base will tell you, we're close, it's turning around, the eyes are playing. Okay. Pistons, it's different. They made more progress. They made the playoffs. They were deep into a series. But watching Halliburton and the Pacers and watching the NBA playoffs at large, first of all, I think we went a little too far with Cade. You can be a star. Cade is a star. Me, got too comfortable saying Cade is better than Halliburton. He's probably not. Can he be? Maybe. Kind of. Question mark. Maybe. My point is, I am more convinced than ever, if you make a move, calculated one, via the trade market, the Pistons can take a seismic step forward that I don't think will be available to you through, quote, sticking with our dogs, like 75% of this fan base wants to do. So that's been the conversation, along with announcer voice.
Yeah.
Kenny, I'm going to go to people. We'll get ticket text momentarily. I'll go to Ty in Southfield. He's been very patient. Ty, how are you today?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Ty. What's going on?
So I wouldn't say that he's not better than Halliburton, because I feel like they're almost neck and neck. He's just showing up in bigger games. I feel like he had an extra year to play when Cade season injury.
Sure.
Monty killed us. And then last year was his really first year playing with a team, right? So he don't have a number two. Ivy was supposed to fill that role. He gets injured. So we don't know how that really looks. Malik gets hot, but it's not enough. So you need another swing forward. Get rid of Fatecchio, because this guy, I don't know who what's going on with him.
Do you realize you've got $9 million in Fontecchio, you got $15 a year in beef stew, and you got $26 in Tobias.
Jesus, we gotta find a way to get rid of him, because he is still not producing. We need someone else outside of between Kay, Malik, and Ivy, and sometime Tobias. We need somebody else.
Look, I keep coming back to it. Zion Williamson is the move. And it's risky, but the reward could be an NBA championship. I mean, I think he needs to change scenery. And Rico got all hot and bothered. Rico was all in love with that polo shirt on lottery night. Zion was out there, Ty.
But but you know what? I was right. The Pelicans sent him there in this medium saying, hey, our guy is fit and trim.
He's in shape.
Take a look at him. If you want him, you can have him.
But that,
because, the free agent market,
oh my God.
I guess until you get to what, Jonathan Kuminga.
But again, he's restricted.
That's who I would go after, because clearly Golden State don't either want him or don't know what to do with him.
Well,
and when they got Jimmy Butler, was their way of saying, you're really not going to be around too much longer.
But in fairness, when you tell Steph Curry to go bleep himself, Ty, that's probably a way out of town. I don't have all the information on Kuminga. Could it work? You know, I've seen him comp to Tracy McGrady when McGrady was traded from the Raptors. And then his career blossomed, the change of scenery. I don't know Jonathan Kuminga. I just know when you look off Steph Curry, that's a way out of town. Son, you're no one.
Right.
That guy's a first-ballot Hall of Famer. Pass him the effing ball.
Yeah.
Here are your NBA free agents. Now, these players don't count. They have player options. LeBron.
Oh, we got to get LeBron here.
Hold on. LeBron, Harden, penis cancer, Julius.
Sorry.
Kyrie. Julius Randle. Fred VanVleet, all player options.
Okay.
The best unrestricted free agent is Miles Turner. You're not getting him, right?
No.
So then we go to the following. Josh Giddey, restricted, don't need him. Quentin Grimes, restricted, don't need him. Jonathan Kuminga, restricted. Now you're down to number 10. Keon Ellis, team option with the Kings. The fact that Keon Ellis is a top 10 free agent tells you a lot.
Trade.
Dorian Finney-Smith, player option. Here's your best unrestricted free agent. Brook Lopez, born in 1948.
Oh!
Yeah!
Did we get his twin, too? Yeah.
Chris Paul, 55 years old. Al Horford, starting Cocoon.
Now, are you serious?
Yeah. These are the unrestricted guys. Now, this guy is a pistol.
Al Horford's on that John Sally plan. He's just never going to retire.
Never. The best free agent. That is unrestricted. This is going to be what the Pistons do, and I'm going to do announcer voice and then throw a chair through the glass. Ty Jerome. That guy was born in a Pistons onesie. Ultimate gym class hero, played for seven teams already. Mm-hmm. He has a good year in Cleveland, and you'll be the guy who pays him. Watch. But look at the list. Malik Beasley, Naz Reid, player option. Caris LeVert, feeder made of Legos. Gary Trent Jr., no thank you. Santi Aldama, no. I mean, look at these people. Chris Boucher, Tim Hardaway Jr., Dennis Schroeder, Tyus Jones. Like, this class sucks.
Two Pistons, yeah.
Make a trade.
Well, you know people are going to say, just keep Schroeder here. Look at what he did, the defense.
Okay. How many teams has Dennis Schroeder played for? Let me help you. There's a reason why. Short term, yes. What did I say to you when they traded? Oh, you'll like him?
Yeah.
He'll help you. Do not sign him.
Don't fall in love with him. Gotcha.
It's there's an example I could make, but it's crass, and I don't want to do that. Don't. So I'm not going to do that.
Just don't fall in love with him. There you go.
We're just going to move forward with the people. By the way, Kenny tells me we have people texting in announcer voice.
Yeah, there's one that just says, A-A-A-A-A-A-H.
But because it's just like we are living in a sea of announcers now, and it's like, you don't need to do that. Whether it's ESPN, football, basketball, baseball, and it's like, oh my God, just relax. Good God.
Sports, excitement. That's another chicken tax.
It is. Like, you don't need, and again, it could be any sport. You don't need to call it like it's game seven of the Eastern Conference Finals. It's not. Like, I've had enough of Kevin Harlan. There, I said it. Kevin, you can't be yelling that way in the 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. You can't.
It's kind of like calling for a review 10 seconds in a game. Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha.
There he goes. It's like, Kevin, it's the first quarter. It's 17-11. Why are you doing this?
Pace yourself.
That's all.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Your phone call's coming up next. 97.1. All right, 5 o'clock. Thank you for that, Kenneth Cott. Look, the Job thing, I'm not going to sound any alarms. Is it good news? No, but give it some time. I'm not going to make a big deal about him not being in the clubhouse. Who knows? Maybe he had the poops. I'm just not going to freak out about it. Again, if you've listened to the show for a long time, you know this. If you're new to it, let me just let you know what we do in the afternoons. I'm not going to micro-analyze baseball. It's a 162-game season. I love baseball. I watch it every day. But I think there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. The Tigers won today. Okay. And there's your topic. The Job thing, I need information to have a topic. Is it good to have your velo down the better part of 2 miles an hour? No. Maybe it's a day where his arm was dead. Maybe he didn't have his best stuff. Or maybe it's worse. But I'm certainly not going to do that today. We'll keep an eye on it. That's all I can tell you.
Right.
What we've chosen to do is actual sports talk. Not, hey, Tigers won. Your thoughts. I mean, I don't know what to say. They're red hot. They bounce back after the Cleveland loss. Keep it rolling. Go kick Kansas City's ass.
Best record in baseball.
Right. But it's, again, this is where I say people, you pace yourself. It's May. This start is phenomenal. And it's going to pay dividends because it'll give them leeway when, not if, when they slow down.
What, because 17 over 500?
Right. Well, right now you're on pace to win like 150 games. It's, you're going to slow down.
I just need you to hit 91.
We'll see. We'll see. But what we were talking about is a little different. And it was accidental that Kenny was watching the NHL playoffs. I was watching Pacers and Knicks last night. Halliburton had a game for the ages. And it struck me that maybe I had gone too far with the Cade love. And no, Cade is not better than Halliburton. Now, that is not player A good, player B bad. They're both outstanding. However, I think we got to hit the pause button on Cade. Because one of the things that will always kill you in the playoffs is turnovers. Mm-hmm. Cade averages, I think, 4.7 a game. Halliburton put a 32-point, 12-rebound, 15-assist game out there last night.
Yeah.
Zero turnovers. That list of players who have done that in the history of the league is Halliburton, and that's the list.
Yeah. To say that, no, we're not trying to disparage Cade.
At all.
It's saying, guys, let's just say they played on the same team and there was 10 seconds left in the game. I want the ball in Halliburton's hand. Not Cade.
Which brought us to this idea of why does it feel like 3 out of every 4 Piston fans want the team to do nothing? We've got our dogs. Let's just ride. Versus the people like us who go, no. We can make the Eastern Conference
close
next year. They're close. The wings thing for Kenny's a different experience. I think the fan base is clamoring for the move, but they're nowhere close. They don't feel anywhere close to what we're watching in the NHL conference finals. They just don't.
Right.
And we also look, Trajan, I can give a high degree of faith to based on great pro scouting, brought in some good tryhards this year to set a foundation, set a culture. Stevie's falling asleep at the press conference.
Trajan hit the ground running. Yeah, that Mike. It's a different topic, but yes, he did.
Pro scouting for the Pistons, A+.
He came in and he just made some subtle moves, and you're like, really?
Yes. Well, look at Tim Hardaway Jr., Tobias Harris, Malik Beasley, and then the trade for Schroeder. That's 4 pro scouting department moves. Would you say collectively that's an A?
Yes, because at the all 4 weren't moving the needle. It was like, well, really? Tim Hardaway Jr.?
So the question about Halliburton and Cade. Also, has watching the playoffs, now that the dust has settled, have you settled into a position on the Pistons where are you with us? No, they've got to make a move. We can make the Eastern Conference Finals next year. Or are you still, no, we've got our dogs, we're just going to grow and no blood clots. I don't get that perspective. So that's what we're rapping about. And if you're wondering what that sound effect is, it's just, we had a quick discussion just announcers in all of sports and just the fake voice pushing of the voice thing and the overexcitement thing. Yeah. And it drives me bananas.
It's almost like the monster truck rally voice.
Yes.
Sunday, right. Sunday. It's like, yes, I understand. Thank you.
Which day is it?
Sunday. let's go to the people. Bobby's been patient. He's up next. Bobby, what's the good word, brother?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Good.
Hey, listen, man, I agree with you 100%. And that turnover assist ratio is horrible, dog. He's not on the level of Halliburton. He's a great player, but a leader, I mean, the type of leader that takes over like that, you know, Halliburton, I don't like the guy at all. So I'm not being, naive about it. The guy is better. I mean, sometimes I watch the ball handling, ball control by Cade, and it's almost nonchalant about it. He doesn't get angry about turning the ball over. If you're averaging, what, 4 to 5 turnovers a game, how many points is that? What is the turnover ratio? That's why I wanted to ask you guys. I'm sure you got stats on that.
Yeah, let me pull that up for you. Hold, please.
Yeah, if you can do it.
Yeah, I got you. And again, I know he averaged, I think it was 4.7 turnovers per game. So when you just look at that, like how about this? Halliburton last night had a game with no turnovers in an Eastern Conference Finals in what amounts to largely a closeout game. Do you know how many games Cade had this season in the 90 games he played with no turnovers? One.
How many? Yeah, one. That's not good at all. And yeah, they definitely need to make a move. I wanted to ask you about Utah's player. What do you think about that guy?
All right, so here's the skinny on Lauri Markkanen. Here's your good, here's your bad. The good, stretch four, elite three-point shooter, in his prime, ready to go play for a winner. Those are all good things. Also, no personality issues, no off-court problems. The negative is the following. Cat enthusiast, very soft, and is just never going to be a physical player. So if you can work your way around that, but here's the big negative. Bobby, you got to deal with Danny Ainge. And he's as unreasonable as any general manager in the entire sport. He used to run my team. Bobby, I'm telling you, that guy is going to ask for things, and you're going to go, is this dude on crack?
Exactly. I think Schroeder, Times, Tobias, who else I throw in there? Maybe young rookie, what's his name? Throw him in there, and maybe a first rounder or two. Get it going, man. But yeah, at this point, when you have, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was gonna say, Cade averages 4.4 turnovers this past season. Halliburton was at 1.6.
Yeah, that's a horrible ratio. As a matter of fact, if we look at Isaiah and Billups' history in terms of the stats, I guarantee you they probably almost equal near Halliburton stats.
Yeah, and again, Cade can, and I believe, will get better. But here's how it's going to happen. By having a conversation like we're having, Bobby, they got to go and get him some help. I don't believe that Malik Beasley or Dennis Schroeder or Hardaway Jr. or Asur Thompson are going to blossom into Pascal Siakam or a player of that like. Go and get him help. Let's get moving. The foundation is set. The culture is set. You got the GM. You got the coach. You got what you believe at some point will be an all-NBA player. Get it moving. For the Wings, I don't know what to do with the Wings other than just tell you it turns into like paintball. You just got to start rifling paintballs at the wall and hope it makes a Jackson Pollock. They got to do stuff.
Yeah.
Because whatever they've been doing, it ain't working. I mean, Kenny, I don't know what they can do because I know what I'm going to say this, and you might punch me, and Kenny may just turn my mic off. They got to go get a goalie. We can't.
Wait. So what, they need six?
No, but I mean a real one. Not one of these paper mache bums that they keep bringing in.
So you're saying not one of the young goalies that we're waiting on, just go and get a goalie right now.
If you bring up Kosa, people say he got benched in Grand Rapids and he's not ready. Well, then I'm done waiting. I wanted a goalie last summer. Kenny wanted a goalie last summer. He won't admit it. It's like a dirty secret.
Oh, I'll admit it. That's exactly what I wanted. We both wanted the same guy in line.
And we got laughed at. So I don't know what to do. I feel like a bold trade, and whether it's an Elias Pettersson and you go out and get an Ekblad on the blue, I don't know. But it can't be anything other than bold.
I could see Ekblad. I could see Sam Bennett. We could just gut Florida. That'd be pretty cool.
How about we start manipulating the cap like Florida does? Can we do that?
We need somebody to be pretend injured for a minute, but yes, we can in theory do that.
Well, hell, Larkin was pretend injured after the Four Nations because he didn't do anything.
What they could have done is they could have put him on LTIR and then made a trade and then brought him back when the playoffs started.
I mean, honestly, hold damn, here, Tarasenko was fake injured all year. What did he do? $6 million for that nonsense. All right, Kenny, a few ticket texts, get to the callers. Got a couple different things in the hopper. No update on Jackson Jobe, although the velo was down. Just, I'm not going to overreact. You can't do that in baseball. Go ahead.
The Pistons need to be aggressive. Tired of teams here taking the patient approach. Also, it says,
sports.
East is ours for the taking. We need to make a big splash.
Yeah, and again, no one's telling you to do something stupid. Okay, and if that move isn't available, if we get a sense of what the cost of admission is, I'll be the first guy to tell you, no, they're right to not do anything. But what I'm fighting against is while I'm watching the playoffs and I just see it a certain way, the Piston fan base is just like out to lunch with this whole Detroit versus everybody crap. Wings fans, I think it's the inverse. I think three of every four are demanding a big move. I think the dirty secret is nobody trusts the guy to make the move.
No, I think they did, and they realized I backed the wrong horse.
And, Mike, I know you're not on social media, so you don't have a reference level for this, but, like, there were people that – remember when we started with the Steve bot bit?
Yeah.
When all those fans were just defending blindly whatever Steve would do? I've seen a lot of people on social media that were that person. A lot of them have flipped. A lot of them have flipped. Yeah. A lot of them have flipped.
Okay. We just needed one of those today. Thank you.
Yeah, and if you're the Pistons, I mean, you have a second round pick, so you can't even look to the draft and say, okay, maybe you can get that person there.
I think you have something that's more valuable than a first round pick this year. You have young talent. I think you have to, you said it, back the winning horse. Okay, so if I look at Ron Holland, I look at Assur, Bobby Klimtman, you look at some of the young pieces you have. You don't get to have it all. And who is non-negotiable, who's disposable, and what do I want?
And who has value?
I still believe the Zion thing makes the most sense based on cost of acquisition, contract, which is only going to be 3 years, not 17. And I think you can. I think he can be had.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, because I think with Dumars down there, I think he's ready to get rid of him. If Trajan says, you know what? I can work with him and I can make him a better player. Let's just make it happen.
I mean, I was just going to pull this up. Zion's numbers this year. Tell me if this is interesting to you. And look, we clearly understand the risk. The point I'm making is the Piston franchise has been made on risks. Rashid was a risk. Chauncey was a risk. Ben Wallace was a castaway. You wanted John Amici. They gave you Ben Wallace. Mm-hmm. Like, risks. Zion changes scenery can help. Has Zion been in a culture of winning? No. Has Zion been in a culture of accountability? No. You come here, I think it's pretty clear. Bickerstaff ain't having it.
Right.
This organization ain't having it. And Cade is a player people want to play with. 25, 7 rebounds, 5 assists on 57% shooting. And late game, Rico doesn't want Cade taking those shots. Clear out, let Zion attack.
Right.
I'm offering you something realistic.
Or, you know what? The fact that they're both out there, you got to pick your poison. You want to double team Cade, Zion's open.
Look, if you could make that trade and you don't give up Jaden Ivey, think about if you gave up Assur as the centerpiece of that deal. Now, look, I'm not telling you I'm excited to just give the kid away. But if I have a lineup that, think about a lineup that would feature the following. Cade, Ivy is my backcourt. A Beasley and or shooter guy, Zion, Durin.
Right. Beasley under a good deal.
Yeah, I really pray it's not 480.
It won't work, Mike, because Zion's too fat and he's going to get hurt. Signed Wojo.
Got it. But he looked great in a polo shirt. Signed Rico Beard.
Yes.
Okay, we go to Trey, 97.1. Trey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
I'm good. So, three things. I'm going to be really quick.
Sure.
Okay. So, first of all, I'm prefacing by saying, Cade Cunningham, he my guy. So, this all riding Tyrese Halliburton, I get it.
And Tyrese Haliburton, Jalen Brunson, they both made me eat crow because I hate both of them, but they both just balled out. They playing out their mind. There's nothing I can really say about it. So, yeah. You know, right now I could see they both better. It's like you can't really debate it. And the turnovers is the biggest issue. But we got to realize at 23, Tyrese Haliburton got 2 years on him. And every young player struggled with turnovers. You know, Cade Cunningham had 14 games with 10 assists and zero turnovers. So we see the ability is there, you know. So he only going to get better with that. So I don't want to kill him on that, people focus on his worst weakness. You know, he can get better from that. He could still be a franchise.
But do you agree, Trey, getting him help is what's going to expedite him reaching his ceiling?
That's definitely my second thing. See, we don't have nobody on that roster that we can count on to just, hey, surprise, here go 39 points from Pascal Siakam. Like, we don't got nobody on the roster that could do that. So it's like, when we talk about going big game hunting, I'm all for it. But it's like, some of it is a pipe dream. Now, Devin Booker, yeah, you can get two young assets, two picks for that, of course.
But I don't think he's available. I mean, Matt Ishbia has gone. Dream. Yeah, that, but like so the Zion thing is realistic.
Yeah. Now, so when it comes to Zion, I say I do it, but it would have to be some type of like almost salary dump, and then I give you two protected with Tobias, Simone. Yeah,
you're nailing it.
Ron Holland, my guy, but you got to go.
No, how about this? You ready? Here's the deal. Here's what I think it could look like. We get Zion, and we're going to give you Tobias for the salary, 26 mil right there. We're going to throw in Assur and two heavily protected first-round picks spaced out.
I like it.
You know, that's kind of what it looks like.
I would prefer to give up Holland, but I like it. I like it.
But you see what I'm saying, Trey. If you make that kind of move, think about what that does for Cade's development and what that does for this team next year. They could make the ECF.
And I was about to say, Trey, you got to look at the East right now with there's no dominant team. So that's why you want to make the move now.
That's my last point I want to make. My last point is watching these playoffs and watching the Pacers, it got me so, so excited and so positive. You want to know why? Because it's not about star ball. It's about who deepest. Yeah, Boston had a roster full, but they came at you in waves. Just like this year, they came at you in waves. Indiana go 12 deep. OKC go 12 deep. So, yeah, I could have packaged Nembhard, Ben Mathurin. I could have packaged up them guys and got a star, but they let them grow for two more years, and now we versatile. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree with you because they have their Batman and Robin. And look, they might have a trio if you're talking to someone from Indianapolis where it's Miles Turner, it's Haliburton, and it's Siakam. Trey, the bottom line is you're right. You've got Cade and nothing. And I don't get a fan base who's watching these playoffs unless, well, here's the dirty secret, maybe Piston fans aren't. And that's the whole point. Like, you only can appraise your own team once the dust settles, the emotion fades, and you start watching.
You know what? I can't get mad at you, Mike, because it's a fair statement. Because think about it. Tickets, I mean, the place was half empty until the playoffs came around, and all of a sudden everybody was a Pistons fan. So you're right. Maybe they don't know. And they're just saying, oh, well, we got this great team. We should be good next year.
I don't know why, and I know it's risky, and I know I could incur the wrath of, oh, you wanted this fat piece of garbage.
Cross, you know what? At that point, I would just tell you to go home.
No, it's okay. No, because unlike most people at this place, I'm willing to have an opinion and just stick with it. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And I tell you, I'm wrong about plenty of stuff. I just feel like, man, from a fit and a change of scenery, God, how exciting that would be. And man, we could all look at each other and go, this is a top 4 seed team. We're going to have home court in the first round. And I feel like we absolutely can win playoff series plural. Mm-hmm. And look, if Zion blows out, guess what? You spin the roulette wheel again.
Dude, you took a chance. And that's just it. If he messes up, you can't be afraid and say, well, we're never going to go that route again. We got to play it safe and just keep our own guys.
Plus, think about the radio content when he brings all his Instagram ladies.
Oh.
You remember when we had Stoney do the dramatic reading?
I do.
Tremendous.
I do. Whatever happened with that?
A lot of those couldn't be replayed.
There was one. You know what? Why am I about to say it? No.
Maybe we get Stoney to read some stuff from the Diddy trial.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. What were you going to say, Mike?
Nope. Because, no, you gave it away what you were going to do. No, I'm not doing that. That's about NC State's football helmets. It is not.
Are we sure?
Yes.
So much better.
Okay. You know what? We're done. And just like the Lions topic, I didn't get to at 5 because your guys' engagement has been fantastic. We didn't want to derail this. What Jeremy just said in the update there, we're doing on tomorrow's show because I'm going to tell you why I don't like it. That is just another step towards the Super League. That's all that is. I'm not into it.
You want to be angry at me?
No.
I was about to say, if you want to be angry at me, you may want to save it till Friday. I'm not here tomorrow.
Oh, so I can slander you. You know what? I am angry at you. Okay. And I'll tell you, I got a lot of problems with Rico. You're going to hear about it tomorrow at 2. Okay. I forgot you the day tomorrow. Yeah. My bad. Let me find a way to do that topic with you here. I think it would be more enriching.
Okay.
All right. Let's get to the people. We'll go to Keith, 97.1. Keith, what's going on, buddy? Keith? Okay. Keith is enjoying his drive home. We'll go to Kurt, 97.1. Kurt, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Quick question for you.
Yeah.
What do you think is the bigger miss? Missing Carmelo for Darko in the draft or missing Halliburton for Killian Hayes?
I'll still say Darko.
I'm going to say Darko because at least the Pistons admitted we made a mistake and they fixed it.
And the mistake helped you get Cade by being atrocious the next year. The Darko thing, that was a championship team. And if Darko gave you anything, you could have potentially had dynasty. I mean, you should have had 2 titles anyways, Kurt. The Big Shot Bob game will haunt us.
But at least
forever.
They went and got Rasheed saying, Darko's not going to work. We got to get Rasheed. This Pistons thing, I mean.
You got Cade. It worked out.
I get it. I just, with the way Halliburton's playing, it's hard to not consider the impact that he would have on this team.
Now, do you.
Being able to take the ball out of Cade's hand sometimes.
Do you agree with us that watching the playoffs only cements they got to make a move? And if so, why is so much of the fan base against it?
No, I agree with you, but like you said, it's got to make sense. And Zion, he might be a great option, but I'd like to hear your thoughts on maybe 2 or 3 other options that could possibly be available for them.
Yeah.
But they definitely have to make a move. If they got to put boy pants on now. You know, they made a big step. Now it's time to go.
I think, listen, the reason I hesitate from a lot of the other options is, and Kurt, I try to live in reality. I mean, I know other people today, apparently Paul Skeens is going to be a Tiger in their world. Okay. But, like, I try to live in the real world, which, like, I'm not going to sit here and offer you a Porzingis trade or, hey, go get Kevin Durant. Like, those are both silly, ill-timed, and unreasonable. I can't. One of the names that's out there, I got to see it to believe it. I have to know he's available. But like Sabonis in Sacramento. Now, if Sacramento, look, you want to talk about a full circle moment? Mm-hmm. 5 years ago, your starting backcourt was De'Aaron Fox and Tyrese Halliburton. 5 years later, it's Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan. Talk about a how did we get here moment. That deserves like a Morgan Freeman. And it was at that point they knew they were effed. But like if Sacramento makes Sabonis available, that's a guy who hits 62 threes this year. He upped his percentage to 38%. He's a great teammate. He'll play banged up, and he's a really good power forward option long term.
Right.
Okay. But the one I keep coming back to is player who's infinitely available, player who's going to be deeply discounted because of some maintenance issues, and I think he fits here. I think he fits because late game, whether it's 2-man game with Cade or whether it's ISO with Zion on the ball and Cade off the ball, it's athleticism, it's physicality.
It does, but I think people are hesitant because of his track record of always being injured and seeming like he's a malcontent.
Well, so I also would say to you, is New Orleans a bottom 5 organization?
Dude, he didn't want to be there from the day New Orleans won the lottery and he was in the white suit.
He's like, right.
I really got to go here. Knicks, you're not going to make a trade for me. Really? Okay. Let's go.
He did have a blink twice if you're okay look. You all
right,
buddy?
Right. He was just, can I go back to college? No.
He didn't want to go.
He did not. Kenny Cott, ticket text coming in. What do you got, buddy?
Love Cade, but all year long I've thought Halliburton was superior. He has taken it to another level in the series. That's from Mick in Fenton.
And I think the moves the team made, along with catering to how Halliburton wants to play, which is a fast pace. Look, model yourself after the Pacers. You know, that Siakam thing was a big move. Filling in the pieces and being right, well, that's critical too. I mean, look, getting Aaron Naismith off the scrap heap. Nembhard turning into a good player. I mean, TJ McConnell being a pain in the ass, but being a good player. It's right in front of you what you have to do. And I don't think it is, well, sit tight and do nothing. No, absolutely not. Because, look.
You sit tight and want to do nothing, and maybe you make it out of the first round. But it's not enough to get you to the finals.
Well, plus, Ivy and Duren are extension eligible. So you've got to make a decision on who you want to keep. I don't think you can keep both. So who do you want to keep?
Fair.
And I'm not mad if they make a decision they want to keep Ivy. I don't know that I'd be ready to do that. I would prefer to weaponize those guys, move them along, and bring in someone with term. Mm-hmm. My biggest issue with the Pistons is you have about $50 million in nothing burger.
Yeah,
Isaiah Stewart, Tobias Harris, Fontecchio.
Right, but
you can have it.
I do trust the pro scouting of the Pistons and Trajan so far that if he goes out there and gets that one guy and you're like, really? You know what? Let me give it 20 games before I make my decision.
More than fair. Yes, Kenny.
Should probably address this because there's a bunch of texts coming in about getting Giannis. So there's that.
Well, you don't own the number 2 overall pick, and the Spurs do. And I think that they're going to weaponize the number 2 overall pick, send that to Milwaukee. That's going to be Giannis.
It's also been reported.
You would have to gut your team.
Giannis would prefer New York, L.A., Miami, or one of the Texas teams. And I don't think it's accidental that two of those states feature a no-state tax policy. Here's what a Giannis deal would look like. Ready? Your house, your firstborn, your right nut, and your 401k. Mm-hmm. Plus, like,
you know what?
What are
Give
we
me the
talking?
Fillings out your teeth, too.
Like, you'd be giving away everything. I mean, like, in a Houston deal, they're going to be giving away Green. They're going to give away Jabari Smith. They're going to give away 5 first-round picks. You're not in a position to do it. And it's fun to think about, but reality, I'm with Rico.
You know what you become? You become the Phoenix Suns. When they did all of that stuff. Yep. They gutted their team. Yep. That was the team had just lost to Milwaukee in the finals. They got rid of everybody, and now look where they are.
No, you're nailing it. So no would be my answer to that. Plus, I got to hear something that Giannis would be willing to play here. What kind of career arc does that guy want? I've had enough of Milwaukee. Cutscene. Hello, Detroit. I just don't think that's in his storybook.
No. I'm leaving the Midwest for more Midwest.
And worse roads.
Yeah, but at least we got the Rivers and the Coney Island. So there you go. No, but it would be Kevin Durant all over again, where if it didn't work out in that first year, man, it's just not going to work. You got pretty much a window of a year.
Anything else, Kenny?
There's just a bunch more that just say,
sports. Got a huge series coming up this week. Hey, they can't all be big series, okay? Let's just chill. 248-539-9797. Get more to people. Who's coming up next? Don't care. FanDuel.
Oddly enough.
Where's his babysitter?
He's off.
Wait a minute. So Wojo solo?
Yeah, Rieger was at the game.
Wojo has to do... Wait. I can barely say the word. Work?
Well, probably just 2 hours.
All right, Woji's coming up next. Hopefully he doesn't overextend himself. I know it's a lot to ask for him to work. We go to Joe, who's up next, 97.1. Joseph, what's going on, pal?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me on. Halliburton is absolutely amazing. He is much better than Cade. And by the way, Isn't it just so beautiful to see the Knicks losing? It's just amazing stuff.
It breaks my heart. Yeah, bing bong.
Suckers. Can I offer this player, and Mike, you know him pretty well, I'm assuming. What would your thoughts be on Derek White?
Listen, he's on my list of if he's available, you drop everything and go and get him. Winner, one of the best two-way guards in basketball, NBA champ, makes winning plays at both ends of the floor, can play on or off the ball, dead-eye three-point shooter, no ego. I don't like Derek White. I love Derek White.
Next question. Do you think Cade and Ivy can play together?
I, thus far, am very indifferent on it. It's not a hard no, and it's not a hard yes. I'm accepting of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't think keeping Ivy is a priority because, personally, I feel like Cade got a little bit better without him, and I do think we need to make a big move this offseason. And
well, the irony, Joe, was Ivy actually played better without Cade as well.
I mean, I guess, but at the end of the day, Cade's more important.
Yes, you're right. Joe, to your point, I agree with you because the player is going to be extension eligible. And you have to be damn sure if you're going to have the better part of a $100 million backcourt. I'm not ready to do that. So when you talk about, hey, what about Derek White? Hey, look, if the Celtics decide to go there, and I don't know that they are, Joe. Remember, they got Derek White on a very friendly contract, about $28 million a year. I think Porzingis is gone before he is. Drew Holiday is certainly going to be gone before he is. I think Jaylen Brown might be gone before he is. I think there's a thought process in Boston that, yeah, when Tatum returns, you can build that team around Derek White and Jason Tatum, etc. You know, you can't do that with a 35-year-old Drew Holiday or Porzingis, who currently can't breathe. Did I say something? Did I say a potty word and I don't realize it? Everybody just went silent.
No, I thought he was going to say something.
Rico's preparing for me.
I didn't realize you hung up the phone. I was waiting for him to say something back.
Gotcha.
Yeah. What's going on, fellas? Why can't you just leave the Pistons alone in the offseason? Let them enjoy the summertime for a little bit.
No. No, but it was a multifaceted topic.
Yeah, I get it.
You can't watch the playoffs and not think, well, what if the Pistons were in these shoes and are they ready for this moment?
No doubt. But you know what? As I've watched these, first of all, every other game is a blowout, which I don't get. Every other game.
So is hockey.
Yeah, you're right. But I go back and forth. I watch guys like Halliburton and Brunson and SGA and everything and say, oh my God, no way can the Pistons keep up with them. Can Cade keep up with them? And then I realize, well, they did keep up with Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. They really did. They should have won that series.
I want you to prepare yourself.
Yes.
Zion.
No, would you?
It's going to happen because the universe demands it.
You know what?
I need him here because you hate him so much.
Fat chance, pal. Fat chance.
Hey, Rico will tell you. Rico has got a framed 8x10 of Zion and his polo on lottery night.
This medium.
He looks good.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Wojo, the camera panned over, and I was like, oh, that guy looks like Zion's little brother. Wow.
Oh, it's Zion's big brother.
That's actually Zion.
So is he even bigger than ever?
No.
Oh, he's not. Oh,
no. He looks
svelte.
Good.
Oh, yes. Tell me that.
Wojo.
You're going to ruin my bid. Hello.
Right. Hey, this is Second Chance City, right?
He's laid off the gumbo and the beignets.
The point is, hey, our topic beats talking Paul Skeens trades, okay?
Oh, we're not doing Paul Skeens trades now.
Until Wojo does it at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Now, first of all, the Halliburton turnover thing compared to Cade, and we knew Cade was turnover prone.
It's seismic.
But when you see the difference, it's staggering. And that's an issue, too, for Cade.
Which is why making a move has to happen.
Yeah. All right, I'll trade Cade for Halliburton if that's what you want. Oh, that's not what you were asking. No. I would do that.
What are you doing next?
Would you trade Cade for Halliburton? No, I am going to talk some Tigers.
Panic in Motor City!
No, not yet, but there was some goings-ons down at Comerica's Park today as the Tigers Job, a grounds crew guy, flipping everybody off. Did you hear about that?
It made
ESPN Sports Center.
I mean, I guess if I broke my leg, I'd flip everybody off.
Is that
too.
What happened?
Supposedly, I think.
Doing what?
Well, that's what Michigan did to the NCAA.
Yeah. No, no. Hutchinson broke his leg, you know. Everybody breaks their
leg. I've heard that.
Yeah.
How did you break?
I don't know. I didn't actually see.
So you're
going to
do Panic in Tiger Town? Is that really what
No. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. If you look at, there's a very interesting lengthy ESPN article. I think you guys might have referenced it about what the Tigers have done and what they've been for 100 games now. By a sizable difference, the best team in baseball.
But
with some interesting statistical affirmation.
Here's the flaw.
What?
There is no connection or momentum between seasons.
No, I get that.
It's a false premise.
I get that. I'm not saying there's but I'm saying they're the same team, except better than they were last year.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Bullpen arm, right-handed superstar bat, let's go win the World Series.
They have two guys in the bullpen, Canely and Vest, who have been tremendous.
Right. Need another, and I need a right-handed bat. You do that, let's go win the World Series.
Okay, and you know what?
Hey, if you had Wyatt Langford, but there's your right-handed bat.
You know what? We almost got through the whole day.
You got Javier.
That's all you need.
Yeah, you got Javier, and here's where you... Here's where you use your deep, touted farm system.
Yes.
Number three in baseball.
Go get Wyatt
Make
Langford.
A trade or two. All right, go get him.
Okay, we're
care.
Out. We'll talk to everybody tomorrow.
Woo!
Rico's going to be in a tanning bed or whatever the hell he's doing.
What?
Listen, I don't know.
He's doing that Aaron Rodgers thing, isn't he?
No, hopefully not. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.